Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Ready?
Yes! Welcome back to another episode of LSD, the Love, Sex and Dating Cast.
Yeah, we're not high, but sometimes I wish we were, man. I've never done LSD, have you?
Am I permitted to say, I'll be honest, because the truth is that you will never know. But I'm told that you see every color of the rainbow, and it's this beautiful feeling, and you reach this crossroad where you either let the drug take over you, or you try and control it, and that's called a bum trip. So you don't do that. You just let it go. I don't know. It's just things I've heard from people.
I see. Well, in my case, I really have heard of a lot of bad trips. And I think, probably not a shock to anybody who listens to this podcast, I'm probably a little too much of a control freak to ride the waves.
I would stick to the love, sex, and dating with a cup of tea, maybe.
Yes, I'll get high with a fancy cup of tea. Thank you.
It's LSD. LSD.
Rubbish. People are going to stop listening to us just because of your bad humor, Prem.
Oh, no.
Coming up in this episode, we've got love, sex, and dating. Cute habits that start to create.
Firstly, I just want to say that the listeners, thank you so much for supporting us. I feel that we are growing. With every episode that comes out, we get more and more feedback. So thank you so much. And keep listening in. And please send us, like I said before, we said before, that any question that you have in mind relating to love, sex, and dating, just go ahead and ask us.
He's such a schmoozer, my brother. I love it. Yeah, tell your friends. That's what I want you to do. Send your questions in, but tell like 10 other people about how amazing this podcast is. Even if it hasn't changed your life yet, you know, send us your questions. It could change your life.
That's right.
All right, back to the show. We've got fun stuff for us, not for the people who are sending in their questions. One question is about cute habits that start to grate. And further on in the sex portion, we've got dirty stuff coming up.
Ooh, can't hardly wait.
Yeah, we'll see you on the other side of this quick break.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our little non-ad. We have exciting news, though. We are going to actually have sponsors and one lucky person three lucky persons in India are going to have the chance to win something when your question is broadcast. So send us your questions and you could stand to win some really, really tasty stuff.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Can't tell you what it is right now, but I'm sure you have an idea.
Maybe.
Or not.
I just, sadly, nobody in America can get this. So, sorry. Anyhow, back to the show. So, Prem, tell us, what is this first thing that we're going to talk about in the love and dating aspect?
Love.
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 And. Dhamaka.
So, Rogue, the first question that I got is from Anish. Now, Anish has been dating his girlfriend for the last 2.5 years, and he really, really likes her a lot. But his question is that when they started off, she had these cute little habits that he humored and he found funny and cute, but now he finds them really annoying, but she doesn't stop, and she's not getting it, and he has dropped many hints. But he doesn't know how to just say it. So he's written to us to ask what he should do. So, Rogue, do you have any suggestions?
First, I have a reaction. Oh, man, that really sucks. Ouch.
It does.
I would hate to be in either of their shoes.
Yeah, I wish he would have elaborated and told us exactly what it was, because my mind is racing to so many things that I found really annoying when I was dating, or the things that my partner would find annoying about me.
So, you know, I can think of some things that annoyed me, but I probably annoyed other people as well. I'm trying to rack my brains and think what annoyed. Oh, I know. I had an ex-boyfriend who really thought I was super, super messy, which he found cute earlier, of course, because you know that stage when you were just starting to get to know somebody, everything they do, like they couldn't do anything wrong. Everything they do is magic and cute sting. And he thought I was like funny about how everything was a mess. Now, I'm not dirty. I'm just messy. So he'd started, we moved to a two-bedroom apartment. We lived in one room. We had one bedroom and the second bedroom was my room for junk. He would seriously come up the stairs, open the door without even looking in, pick up everything of mine that he'd just gathered in his hands, open the door, chuck it in and close the door and be like, I can't deal with it. So annoying to both of us. I would like open the door, not even be able to get in because there were books and clothes and, you know, whatever, notebooks and bags in the way. And he would just have sorted his life out the way he wanted to.
Okay, so the most annoying that I've ever been through is,
you know, when the girl start talking in the baby voice,
no,
it's just like, shut up.
Okay, so I've actually dated someone who thought that was really cute. And I'll be honest, it was for the first
4 seconds?
Few days.
Okay, few days.
Yeah. You see, it was one of those things, you know, where the blood just like disappears from your brain because you find the other person so attractive. And then you realize that, oh my God, this, I would shoot myself.
If I have to hear one more time about the baby dog, no, I'll just shoot myself.
Oh, my Lord. So I hope.
This is the advantage of having lived really far away from my brothers. I never met all these namunas he dated.
You're a lucky gal.
So
Anish, my advice to you is that, bro, there's no other way around it. You have to address it like a man. Sit her down. And, you know, I've said this before, there's always a way to address anything.
Wait. I have a question, though. I know what you're saying, and that's fine. But when you've dated somebody long term, do you sometimes feel like it's a phase when you're just irritated by everything they do because something is going on in your life or between them? Like, could it not just be something that passes?
In addition, Anish, what I would suggest is that you really think about what Rogue just said. Is it something at your end that you feel incomplete, inadequate, frustrated with your own life that you think that you're taking out on her? Or does it genuinely bother you? Because if it genuinely bothers you, then you need to sit her down and have a talk with her.
Well, I will add to that. If it genuinely bothers you, again, if this is something integral to her personality, then you don't have the right to say anything to change it. You know, if it's because you haven't told us what it is, we're only guessing. So if it's something like she's got
if it's something dirty, like she burps or farts, then please break up with her, Anish.
No,
move
then
away.
Definitely talk to her. Or if it's something that she can control or change, if she knew was annoying you, like think about that really carefully, then address it. But if it's something that she can't, like what if she's got like a serious gastric issue and she can't stop burping? Like, I mean, I'm just, again, we're just pulling straws. We have no idea what the problem is. But if she can't help it and it'll just break her heart because you're being judgmental, then don't, right?
It depends.
Like, if she's
how loud does she burp?
You know, like, I've got friends. Okay, then work with her with a solution. Like, work with her for a solution to help both of you sort of find middle ground. But do it gently, right? Nobody likes to be told that something they're doing is wrong. And especially the person that's supposed to love them the most and appreciate them unconditionally, then telling them that something they're doing is like annoying them can be really hard. So
I agree. So Anish, you have two options. One is either listen to Rogue, or two send in exactly what's bothering you. Don't beat around the bush. This show is not about beating around the bush. Just tell me what's on your mind, bro, and I will lay it down to you. Man to man.
Okay, and if you decide not to do that, you know, I think we've given you enough options covering almost all the facets of this issue, right?
That is correct.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here.
And we will be right back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we are back after this short little break, and I believe Rogue has the next question.
Yes, it's about sex.
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 So this is one I actually relate to, which is why we picked it for this episode. It comes to us from somebody we will call Kanika. And she says she has a problem because her boyfriend wants her to talk dirty to him. So wait, there's more. So the deal is that they're apart from each other for a 6-month period for work. They're not in the same cities. And he wants to have phone sex. And she is just so lost. She doesn't know what to do.
Let me just ask Kanika, how dirty does he want you to get? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Just tell me. Talk to me.
I don't even. Right. Okay. Coming back to the question, Kanika says that he's asked her to talk dirty to him, and she is out of her depth. She doesn't know what to do. Should she, like, how does she learn this? And she feels weird doing it. She's not even sure she wants to do it. So, two parts of this question, and I totally feel her. So, Prem, tell us, as a man, what is it? Like, what is phone sex dirty talk?
One thing that Kanika should realize or kind of like be happy about is the fact that he's not watching porn or like, you know, fucking around or sleeping with other women. He wants to get off with the girl that he likes and the girl that he's in love with.
Okay, that's the positive spin. Good.
Yeah, it's
perspective.
Pretty normal. Like, if you don't see each other for a while, you know, you obviously miss the physicality. So there could be a possibility that he would want to see her naked on Skype or, you know, do something. So it depends on her comfort level. If she's absolutely uncomfortable with it, then I guess he has to like break up with her. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't have to do that. I think there's only one way to find out, actually, Kanika. So put on some sexy clothes, get on Skype, and just play along. Be a character. Do some role playing. Be the sexy, slutty nurse. I don't know, actually, Rogue. I really don't know. I'm just, you know, shooting off on...
Bad choice of words. So I think what you've addressed is the how to do it part, which makes sense. You know, Kanika, if you're not comfortable and you've never done this sort of thing before, and I have to say, I'm going to sound like, what is the word? Not racist.
Amma.
Countryist.
Amma.
No,
Amma.
I wasn't going Auntie. There. Shut up. I was going to say that in
Mat karo.
Oh, yes, in our culture, you know, it's...
Oh my God. She brought out the culture angle.
No, seriously.
I am in India now. I feel like I'm back home.
Where are the models? Like, who is teaching anybody how to do phone sex? Like, everybody's so repressed. Of course I'm generalizing, but I feel like it's an uphill task.
If you Google that shit, you're going to have tons and tons of stuff.
Okay,
that's
so there
out.
We go. There is a how-to for you. Kanika, Google it. And then, if you're
Google
not comfortable, because it takes practice, definitely, you have like those words, you don't even use them, right? Like, for some of us, even cursing doesn't come properly because we just don't use those words. You have to get comfortable with the vocabulary, comfortable with the thought. And then what Prem says is a good idea, role play, if you can, right? Just imagine you're somebody else. Now, I have a question which will address your other question. Hopefully Prem can address this. What does a boy want to hear? Are you just like aiming to, you know, get off where you're just like, I want to do this to you. And now I'm doing this to you. You're doing this.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically what he wants her to do is going to be telling him how she feels about what's going on, how she's going to make him feel about the things that, you know, they're doing to each other, and eventually he's going to have an orgasm and he's going to be satiated suddenly.
And hopefully she is too.
And yeah, and it's literally a happy ending.
I was just going to say that. I guess this is the most overdone pun on earth. Anyhow, so yeah, we've got some great tips
called,
for you.
It's almost like committing suicide. It's called khud kushi.
Oh God, really? We're losing subscribers. I can feel them going away. People deleting our feed.
You started it.
Oh no, forgive him, everybody. He knows not what he does. Anyhow, so Kanika, I think we've helped somewhat, right? Oh, and the other thing you can do, by the way, I have to add, is you can read some really cheesy romance novels.
That's going to sound so lame if she's actually like sitting there and reading out.
For vocabulary. Although, you know, there is a bad sex writing award as well, so don't go there. Go to the good sex writing awards, or like some Mills and Boons, and you can talk about stroking purple shafts and manhoods and I don't know what else.
I think right now Kanika is regretting asking that question, because suddenly she feels like she has a lot of homework to do over the weekend.
Right, that's what we like to do. Practice.
Research, homework.
Okay, so we're going to be right back. Stick around. We have some important messages for you.
Don't go away.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
So, you know what's coming up is the long weekend for Holi and Easter here in India. And you guys should have...
It's my favorite festival.
Holi,
yes.
I'm not so hot on Holi. I've had some mixed Holis, including one, which was a long weekend, where I took my boyfriend at the time away for a romantic getaway to this seaside resort. And I thought we'd have some time together. We both lived separately, of course. He lived with his family, and it was really hard to get time on our own. So this was going to be that getaway. And the asswipe basically slept all weekend long.
Oh my God, Rogue, how much bhang did you give him?
None. There was no bhang involved and no alcohol involved. He basically got up to like eat dinner and then slept the whole time. He was tired.
Wow. Like a natural born loser.
I read my book. I just was at a loss at that point. I didn't know what to do. Of course, you know, the death knell was tolling loudly and I didn't realize it. This was how interested he was in me.
Well, there's a reason why he is your ex.
Oh, yeah. That weekend was one of those reasons.
So we want to ask our listeners, have you guys got anything lined up for Holi? Anything fun, exciting, anything romantic? Are you guys maybe getting out of town?
Anything sexy?
Doing something fun? Yeah, anything sexy. We want to know.
Oh, well, not like voyeuristically. That sounds so sleazy. We don't want to know that kind of stuff. But share with us like ideas for long weekends, romantic weekends, any questions, of course, that you have. And Prem and Rogue are here to give you unsolicited and solicited gyan anytime.
That is right. So don't forget to tell all your friends and to like us and subscribe to us at LSDcast.
Yeah, and I believe if you search for love, sex and dating, if you don't find LSDcast, you'll then find us. So until next time, this is Prem and Rogue saying...
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonologue production.